Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 30, Johannesburg 27, Tzaneen 29. President Cyril Ramaphosa het Suid-Afrika se raadgewer oor nasionale veiligheid, professor Sidney Mafumadi, as spesiale gesant aangewys om Mosambiek se leiers te beraadslag oor die toenemende onrus in die buurland. Tabelo Mosekile van NetJoints sê die regering is vasberade om veiligheid en sekuriteit van sy burgers, as ook stabiliteit in die streek te verseker. Sy sê die regering maan sy burgers om kalm te bly en nie onbevestigde inligting te versprei wat onnodige paniek kan veroorsaak nie.
The relevant authorities are monitoring the situation closely and will provide timely updates as new information becomes available. Citizens are encouraged to direct any concerns or inquiries to the appropriate channels to ensure accurate and constructive communication.
Intussen sê Kusatu hy ondersteun die Suid-Afrikaanse regering se ingrypings aan die Mosambiekse regering. Matthew Parks van Kusatu sê die federasie is vol vertroue hierdie saak sal opgelos word en doen 'n beroep op alle partye om 'n vreedsame en kalm oplossing te vind. Hy sê die twee nasies kan nie die destabilisering weens verdere geweld, lewensverlies en ekonomiese ontwrigting bekostig nie.
COSATU is deeply concerned about the current tensions in Mozambique, especially the loss of life, the destruction of property, the disruption of economic activities, and the potential to also have an impact upon South Africa's own economic growth and security. Our fate and our history with the people of Mozambique is deeply intertwined. We have shared many decades of struggles together.
Die Dierebeskermingsvereniging doen 'n beroep op mense met troeteldiere om hulle binne die huis met kalme musiek te hou tydens nuwejaarsvieringe wanneer vuurwerke verwag word. Die DBV sê vuurwerke is traumaties vir die diere wat kan lei tot gevaarlike voorvalle. Die organisasie se woordvoerder, Samantha Stelly.
At the NSPCA, we suggest that people don't let fireworks off to start because besides it being very distressing to pets, it can also severely impact wild animals. If somebody comes across a stray or injured animal and it's safe for them to do so, we recommend that they try and remove them from the situation and then take them to their local or nearest SPCA.
In polisie in die syde van Ethiopië sê minstens 71 mense is dood in 'n padongeluk. Die voorval het na bewering gisteraand plaasgevind toe 'n voertuig van die pad af in 'n rivier gedompel het. Die plaaslike owerhede sê meer inligting oor die voorval sal volg. Ek is Emil Pinaar, our top story this hour. President Cyril Ramaphosa sends special envoy to Mozambique.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
2 August ago, I told the truth. Oh, but you didn't like it. You went home. You're in your pants. I'm by the gate. Now you go alone. Charm all the people you train for. You mean well, but aim low. I'll make it known, like I'm getting paid. That's just the way life goes. I like to slam doors closed. Trust me, I know it's always about me. I love you, I'm sorry. 2 summers from now, well, I've been talking, but not all that often. We're cool now. I'll be on a boat, you're on a plane, going somewhere safe. And I'll have a drink, wistfully lean out my window and watch the sun set on the lake. I might not feel real, but it's okay. 'Cause that's just the way.